or raise funds or supplies for the needy. If you are working to make sure local children who can't be at school still get fed, then tell us at WGXC 90.. This
is James Butler of Sex Clark 5, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The fury of the virus, the folly of war. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. We're podcasting from the epicenter of the pandemic, New York City.
Our world faces a common enemy, COVID-19.
That's United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in address March 23rd.
The virus does not care about nationality or ethnicity, faction or face. It attacks all relentlessly. Meanwhile, armed conflict rages on around the world. The fury of the virus illustrates the folly of war. That is why today I am calling for an immediate global ceasefire in all corners of the world. It is time to put armed conflict on lockdown and focus together on the true fight of our lives.
The UN Secretary General's ceasefire plea has yielded some positive results. By April 3rd, he reported ceasefires in Cameroon, Central African Republic, Colombia, Libya, Burma, Philippines, South Sudan, Sudan, Syria, Ukraine, and Yemen. Actual ceasefires are hard to document as the so-called fog of war clouds attempts to wage peace.
To silence the guns, we must raise the voices for peace.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres makes a vital point. The novel coronavirus is a common enemy, capable, as we have painfully learned, of killing huge numbers, regardless of the flag one flies. As the outbreak aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt demonstrated, even staying aboard a $5 billion nuclear naval vessel offers no protection. And COVID-19's extreme contagiousness will certainly be on the mind of close to 1,000 West Point cadets, the newest of the U.S. Army's elite officer corps. They vacated their historic campus in March when the Army declared a public health emergency. They're now being forced back to campus in June after President Donald Trump abruptly announced he would be delivering the commencement address at their previously canceled graduation ceremony. UN Secretary General Guterres noted in his ceasefire plea,
"The most vulnerable, women and children, people with disabilities, the marginalized and displaced, pay the highest price."
Refugees from conflicts across the world are often held in camps that are crowded and lack proper sanitation, a breeding ground for COVID-19. At a sprawling refugee camp on the island of Chios in Greece, long described as a hellhole, occupants recently protested the death of an Iraqi woman there after she suffered a fever. Camp residents believe the death was due to COVID-19 and that she suffered, as they all do there, from dismal medical treatment. On either side of the U.S.-Mexico border, asylum seekers face the threat of infection, either in squalid camps that have sprung up in Mexican border cities as a result of the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy, or in immigration jails like the Otay Mesa Detention Center in San Diego, a private prison run by CoreCivic, where prisoners have been pepper-sprayed and attacked by guards for demanding access to protective face masks. Palestinian refugee camps in Gaza and Lebanon also suffer heightened risks of COVID-19 infection, exacerbated by many decades of systemic impoverishment, poor sanitation, and the denial of access to medical care. COVID-19 has prompted a look back at previous pandemics, including the 1918 flu that swept the planet, killing an estimated 50 to 100 million people. It may even have hastened the end of World War I, wiping out thousands of soldiers on both sides. The illness has long been called the Spanish flu, a misnomer, as it almost certainly did not originate in Spain. News was censored in the warring countries of France, Britain, and Germany, but not in Spain, which became the key source of European pandemic news, hence the name. An outbreak in Kansas led to infection of thousands of U.S. soldiers bound for the war in Europe, which added to the deadly flu's global spread. Much earlier in World War I, long before the scourge of the flu, a remarkable, albeit short-lived, ceasefire occurred. On Christmas Eve 1914, along the Western Front, German soldiers sang carols from their trenches, and soon British and French troops followed suit. By daybreak, an informal ceasefire had taken hold. Soldiers left their trenches, embracing their enemies in no man's land, playing pickup soccer games and sharing champagne and cigarettes. That pandemic, that war, and the Christmas truce are distant memories now. Have we learned anything? How we confront the coronavirus as a global community will tell. The UN Secretary General concluded his ceasefire call last March 23rd when the number of confirmed cases globally was 300,000. It has since grown to over 3 million.
End the sickness of war and fight the disease that is ravaging our world. It starts by stopping the fighting everywhere now.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Sunday with a high near 72 and a low around 44. Then on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers between 11 and 2. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 55 and a low around 34. Tuesday should be sunny with a high near 57 and a low around 36. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Radio for open ears. You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Zuzi on the track.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXE, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you Episode 3 of Music Review with the Clubhouse Radio. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather. Yes, sir.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media
Six fire companies responded to a call in West Ghent early April 29th for a reported smoke condition in several homes, according to Columbia County 911. There was also a power outage at the same time that affected approximately 300 customers for almost 2 hours. West Ghent firefighters were called to 1099 County Route 22 for a smoke condition inside the home, fire officials said. At the same time, Columbia County 911 received reports of smoke conditions in two other homes at 1085 and 1093 County Route 22. In addition to responding to those three houses, firefighters also went door to door, making sure other homes in the area were not affected. Sargent Electric Company, a company performing an electrical upgrade for New York State Electric and Gas, was working on a utility pole in the area at that time. The power line in the area was seen smoldering, but it is unclear whether the work and the smoke conditions in the homes are related. A NYSIG spokesperson said the incident remains under investigation, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The Albany County Airport Authority, April 29th, announced it will require passengers and visitors at Albany International Airport to wear face masks or similar protection. The measure takes effect immediately and will include the Million Air Terminal, which handles private aviation traffic. Social distancing measures will now be extended to cover passengers and visitors, and protective shields have been installed at airline ticket counters for employee and customer protection. Beginning May 4th, JetBlue will require passengers to wear face masks, while Frontier Airlines will require face masks beginning May 7th, which is also the target date that the carrier hopes to begin pre-boarding temperature checks of all passengers. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Jack Newsham is reporting for the New York Law Journal. New York's chief judge said April 28th that recent law graduates who had planned to take the bar exam this summer will be temporarily allowed to practice law until testing delays and capacity constraints are resolved. The rookie lawyers would be required to practice under the supervision of a qualified attorney in the interim. Full details of the program were not immediately available, but the judiciary said law school graduates would be temporarily authorized as long as they passed their first bar examination no later than 2021 and immediately seek admission to the bar after exam results are released. Chief Judge Janet DeFiore previously delayed the state's July bar exam to September 9th and 10th. Under normal conditions, approximately 10,000 graduates would have taken the July exam. You can read that full story at law.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Unit 2 at the Indian Point Energy Center will be shut down April 30th for the final time after more than 45 years of service. Unit 3, the other operating unit at the site, is scheduled to permanently shut down by April 30th, 2021. Chris Bakken, Entergy's chief nuclear officer, said, and I quote, "Over the last 45 years, thousands of dedicated professionals have operated Unit 2 at Indian Point safely, securely, and reliably. We owe each of them our thanks for a job well done and for their commitment to the highest standards of professionalism," end quote. The company will reassign Indian Point employees to other positions within Entergy. Unit 2 began commercial operations on August 1, 1974, and was purchased by Entergy in 2001. Indian Point Energy Center is a three-unit nuclear power plant located in Buchanan, Westchester County. It sits on the east bank of the Hudson River and generated more than 2,000 megawatts of electrical power. Unit 1 was permanently shut down in 1974 because the emergency core cooling system did not meet regulatory requirements. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. It is Friday, the first day of May. And now a list of scheduled social events. This concludes our list of scheduled social events. Okay, wetness left over from last night is going to stick around today, with a chance of thunder this afternoon. Flood watches are still in effect for Greene and Ulster counties. Temperatures start out in the mid-50s and reach 63 by 2 p.m. today. Rain stops completely overnight as temperatures bottom out in the upper 40s. Then they spring back up to 67 tomorrow afternoon by 4 p.m. Sunday is going to be just as warm, but looking to be another soggy day. Pollen levels will be low today and high over the weekend into Monday. The next high tides will be at 9:25 a.m. and at 10:31 p.m. The next low tides will be at 5:05 p.m. and tomorrow at 5:15 a.m. Water temperature will be 48 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:35 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:50 a.m. Looking way up, we see five near-Earth objects are expected today, the largest of which will be 158 meters wide. A new sunspot labeled AR2762 has appeared, and it has a magnetic signature from the next solar cycle. Solar wind speed is currently 299 kilometers per second at 18 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 35. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like what? Yeah, yeah.
666666.
Yeah. Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. I'm in this with the Wooski. Ball in the summer like Drew League. Champagne got me loopy. Glizzy Bob looking groovy. All the demons looking moody.
All the demons looking moody.
Skirt round there in your ends. Host outside on 10. Not like them. Make man lean out bends. That's how man get blem. You and your friends. This Hermes from Runway. This ain't Ralph Lauren. Tell them again. Loved her way back when. Drunk so I type your 10. But don't hit send. Send some bread to the pen. All my G's are blessed. We checking for them. Whole lot of charges laid to this day. No confessions for them. Man really feel no ways. These man ways. No progression for them. Think you're bad. Just wait. Food get ate. And that's just lessons for them. Sosa. Fabi. Looking like Katie and Kyrie. My TD Bank is on what?
What?
My TD Bank is on Kylie. Tribeca in the lobby. All these getting dodgy. When we see him, it's a body. Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. I'm in this with the Wooski. Ball in the summer like Drew League. Champagne got me loopy. Glizzy Bob looking groovy. All the demons looking moody. Hey, hey,
hey. Move, move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Long. Say the wrong thing, you get shot in your face. Bow. Yeah. Favi, lace. Put the ops in a place, yeah. If you a gangster, then you gotta relate. She got a face so you cannot mistake. She pay for the food when we went on the date. Head game, great. She let me nut her face, ay, 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 Every time she leans, she come with an A. Bow, viral. You ain't never make a movie with Drake. Bow, sponsor. I take a perk, now I turn to a monster. I'm in the call like I'm sorry, your honor. Sorry, your bow. Look, I killed the op, I ain't catching no karma. Bow, bow. Yeah, I killed the op, I ain't catching no karma.
Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. I'm in this with the Wooski.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. I am your boy, DJ Popcorn, here with
DJ Sean Money.
And we are here to bring you Clubhouse Radio Music Review. And we are also here with...
Where? And we are also here with...
Guys?
We are also here with...
Hey, hey. It's DJ Constantine.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were muted.
Oh.
Yeah, gotta figure out that stuff.
That's our fault. It was our fault. Took us a couple tries, but...
Yeah, we got there.
We're now here with...
DJ Michelle.
Hey, hey.
Say it again.
And
we're here with DJ Kyron.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
DJ Kyron. He's our owner. Yes. Okay. So.
What was that song, right?
That was Drake Demons featuring Fabio Foreign and Sosa Geek. So, as I was saying... before I found out that we were muted, we are back again with, with another Clubhouse Radio music review. As we did last week, we reviewed a couple of songs that were trending. Some songs that I just liked and maybe some throwback songs. And today it's not really some of the same thing. Today we're focused more on some of the trendy music, some of the stuff that I seen was trending.
This is
just some new stuff that maybe came out like yesterday, and I would call it a throwback, I guess.
This is in my sense. This is episode 3, right?
Yes, this is episode 3. And we hope to soon revive our Clubhouse Radio podcast.
Yes.
That's going to be great. And so, how's everybody's day today?
Pretty alright, yeah. Here with Markel. Like, I'm interested to hear, to actually think about what y'all thought about that music that just happened. You know, I mean,
that was some heat, man.
It was heat.
That was some heat, man. It just came out yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I stayed up very long,
waiting for Pain 1993.
What I was interested in is this. I know that War came out, which. Was alright.
Which was also just by Drake.
It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, but it was just Drake being UK drill Drake.
Exactly, right? But there was more of that sentiment
It was like a harder version of Drake that you don't really see often.
It was like the version of Drake
that's gonna like tell you how it is.
And not push
like the other stuff upon you, you know? This is like in your feelings kind of Drake, so you know.
Do you have a favorite type of Drake?
Yeah, me personally, I've sort of adjusted to like the I don't really like the super like poppy kind of dance Drake.
Yeah, right.
But I like this harder Drake, like the UK Joel Drake talking about men's cup thing for resale. Don't do iCloud. Don't do email. Yeah. That Drake is hard. I like that.
I like UK Drake, and I like Trap Drake.
Trap Drake is hard. I like Trap Drake. But it has to have a future. If there's no future, then I'm not invested.
I miss original Drake. He started it all.
OG Drake was okay. I liked OG Drake.
OG Drake started it all.
What? Markel, you said you liked the flow of this, right? Like, that's a new sort of Drake out. Have you been listening to Drake a lot in the past, or... Is this the newest stuff you've heard?
Yeah, this is.
I haven't listened to a lot of Drake songs, but this one is probably one of the best I've heard.
Yeah, this is Drake's new sound. It seems that like he's always going to be a sound. It's either he's Jamaican Drake or he's UK Drake or he's American Drake or he's Canadian Drake. So there's really no telling what he's going to be next. You really just never know. Jamaican Drake is okay. He's vibey. just as long as there's a reality.
What it shows, he's got diverse flows, right? Yeah, he can kind of go with anything he wants to. I think what is sometimes hard for me, it feels like he's always trying to please his audience.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm glad you can switch up your flows, but like, do you actually have a sound that is distinctively yours, or are you always just the crowd pleaser?
Like for me, I feel like Drake has a very distinctive voice. Like you can tell, like the way he says certain things, like you can tell, oh, that's Drake, or the way he'll flow to a song. Like, it, I don't know if you guys have heard the two foot slide. I thought it was somebody else for a minute, and then like, once I heard it go right foot, I said, "Oh yeah, that's Drake."
I was like, "Yeah."
I said, "Oh yeah, that's Drake." I was like, "This is not Drake." Like in the beginning, like you hear it, you're like, "Oh, this."
I didn't expect Drake to be like put your life, but like to make a dance.
Yeah,
I'm
like, he hasn't made a dance song since like Hotline Bling or like
Drake,
In Your Feelings.
Really?
In My Feelings.
You're gonna make a
There's
song.
Been like a lot of songs that he's been like, that have went like super crazy.
There's been a lot of songs.
Because
you guys want
Drake.
A fun fact?
Yeah.
Hotline Bling. I made a video like the video. Did you ever see the the video with what is it, Mr. Bean?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I made a replay of that.
Oh.
What did you do it on TikTok like everybody, or where did
my
video
God.
End up, guy?
That video is on my computer at home. It was before TikTok existed.
You gotta bring it into us.
It was when Musical.ly was still around, probably.
Yeah, or you can send it to our email.
I don't even know how to use that. I don't know.
It's the same thing.
Anyway. So back to our, you know, our Clubhouse Radio music review. Now, the next song, it's relevant to the current situation right now. And I want to bring in DJ Khonsu to, you know, speak a little bit about this.
All right, so thank you for that, DJ Popcorn today. And so I don't know if I'd say the next song is totally relevant, right? It's Yo Gotti, but the artist is extremely relevant right now.
The artist is relevant.
Right? So Yo Gotti, who is signed to Roc Nation, Jay-Z's label, right? He teamed up with Team Roc, which is the social justice leg of Jay-Z's label, right? So Team Roc and Yo Gotti filed a lawsuit, actually, back in January against Mississippi State, the officials behind Parchman Prison, which is also a state penitentiary, because of the conditions that exist in this prison, right? And more recently, as COVID has been breaking out, Yo Gotti and Jay-Z have both been advocating for inmates to have the proper care, social distancing, 14-day quarantines on new inmates, trying to improve the conditions of a prison that has been accused of human rights violations, right? And just to make it more relevant to, and I know WGXC is heard all over, right? You can stream it all over the country, all over the world, and we're based in New York, right?
Yes.
And so why is this important to us, thinking about that? Not just thinking about the people that are across this country, but in New York. right? New York. They're introducing, and this is a quote from Governor Andrew Cuomo, announced on the 9th of March. So we're a little bit out of date, but I'm glad that I've come into this information now and kind of want to make everybody aware of it. New York State clean hand sanitizer made, quote unquote, conveniently by the state of New York. What that means, actually, is that inmates in New York are being paid 16 cents an hour, maybe, to make this hand sanitizer that will be dispersed for free.
That won't even do anything.
I'm not sure cat.
It's
no
apparent, according to Cuomo, it's 75% alcohol, and so it's better on than what's currently on the market.
That
even.
Sounds so funny, but it's not. Like,
it's really not.
It's not.
The way it sounds, like, they're making hand sanitizer in jail.
No.
Yeah, no, it's, like, well, and the other really messed up thing that I want y'all to put into your thinking about this, right? The sanitizer will be dispersed for free to governmental agencies, schools, prisons, but not to the prisoners themselves, because it's considered contraband.
See, that's
not even fair
because if they're the ones putting in the time and working themselves so hard to make hand sanitizer for everybody else but themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not right, right? And so,
like,
I know
I'm working,
we
I'm
do
working
a lot thinking about what mass incarceration means for
people today yeah. and what it actually looks like.
Same, because and like if I'm working, like I want to work for like myself or like the benefits of my family. So like that's like the things that I'd be worried about.
Mm-hmm. No. And I mean, I don't know, like if it were me, I'd just be getting, I know it's hard to find it's nearly impossible to find alcohol anywhere now, yeah. right? In the like cleaning alcohol in the stores, it's nearly impossible to find. So they've started making this, but if it were me, I'd be doing my very best to find a way to not purchase a hand sanitizer that's been made by prisoners.
Yeah. Now, honestly. I have a question.
But how would I know?
So the way you do know is whatever, it's state branded.
Okay.
It's state branded. It's New York State clean hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Cuomo was holding up a bottle of it that's green and has one of those pumps on top, and it says New York NYS clean. It says New York State clean. But it'll be getting handed out, right? For free, so people don't have the choice to purchase it, right?
Now, I have a question.
You are automatically sort of in America forced to be a part of the prison industrial complex whether you want to or not right now.
Right.
In some ways. And so I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention and give a shout out to Yo Gotti, who is doing prison reform work, as well as Meek Mill and Roc Nation. Yeah. So, thank y'all for that.
Oh, you had a question?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Shahi.
DJ Shimani. I had a question for you.
Okay.
That since they're making hand sanitizer,
mm-hmm.
and they're, I guess you could say, in prison locked up, so forth. But are they safe? Would you say they're safe, quote unquote? Because like,
I mean, no.
No.
No. But no, because I mean, right at the very right, contraband. Hand sanitizer is considered contraband, right? Yeah. How often are you let out of your cell to be able to go shower? Yeah. Maybe once a day?
Yeah. Okay, now, that's why I would say it's like a 50-50, I guess you could say, because like, they're not outside, and like you said, how long do they get to come outside for at least like once a day to shower?
And I think that's actually, and some of that's been shifted. That's part of why there's been a lot of movement to release prisoners who are at the near end of their sentence, have been held on things like not being able to pay $100 bail or something like that.
Because,
prisoners who have compromised immune systems, to have them be able to be released, because to really be able to keep people safe in a environment where the air is circulating through a closed air system, right? We have a respiratory disease that's going, right? And these are people who are kept within a closed facility. They're in the same room as their bathrooms often, right?
Yeah.
How do you actually keep sanitary conditions at the level that have been asked?
I wouldn't know if I wasn't provided like the supplies to like keep like myself, my cell, my area like clean or somewhat efficient, like I would need the materials, and if I can't get the materials because they're considered contraband, then how do you expect me to like?
Could you make the materials?
Yeah, like if not really,
you know,
not
that really, would be another.
You would
form
have to have materials
right?
to make the materials.
Because look. Let's say like you only had a bed sheet, right?
Yeah,
and like you know, like
let's lay off on this one. We're gonna.
No, I mean I'm interested in a hypothetical here.
Let's say like you had a bed sheet and like you ripped it off and like basically made like a homemade mask.
I mean,
would that still be contraband?
I mean, not really.
No, that would be smart.
Yeah, that would.
That would be highly intelligent, and that's probably what people are doing.
Yeah.
At their best to be able to keep themselves safe.
I mean, it's a smart decision. I'm not gonna.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really intelligent idea. Like,
yeah, but like the amount of people who are like able to like size that like and just be able to like cut that out, I would highly doubt that they get scissors. But
ripping it, and there's different ways. And so I think in this, right, we need to think about like the prison population, and we've been thinking about people who experience homelessness as well, who don't have a roof over their heads, who don't have the same access to cleanliness, right? Like, these are the people that, like, we're like, yeah, of course we can go wash our hands in our hot running water whenever we want. Like, what's the big deal? Right?
It's not hurting us.
Yeah.
Right.
So like we should be thinking about that. And I'm really proud of some of our artists in our community who are doing that. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, 2 Chainz. He has a restaurant in Atlanta, and he's opened it to feed people
who are
suffering from homelessness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead of reopening and trying to make more money.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really important that, like, there's people in our community showing up for that.
Exactly. So, before we get to this song, I just want to say shout out to Nature Valley Granola Bars. We're not sponsored. They're very good granola bars to fuel yourself for the day. Shout out to Lipton Iced Tea.
Kool-Aid, great brand. No sponsor. Kool-Aid, no sponsor.
All right, so okay, I think that we should move on into let's play that Yo Gotti song before the news, right?
Yep. All those food brands that we just had, please sponsor us.
We will be back after our local news and weather, and please enjoy Yo Gotti Pose featuring Lil Uzi Vert.
It's the song after.
Photoshop. Yeah, flash, flash, flash. You are looking at a legend in the flesh. Fresh about the kitchen to the check. Blew a quarter key on the set. Hold up. Pose. Peepers in the chain looking wet. Deposit ain't hit the count yet. Ain't verified, I'm a check. Hold up. Pose. Yeah. Pose. Pose. Yeah. Pose. I am pose, a photo shoot pose. I am pose. It's a photo shoot. Dope boy, I'm a Polaroid. Photos make me paranoid. Flipping up her camera phone. This that I be trying to avoid. Chain trying to make a blog with you. Oh, I ain't walking through the mall with you. Not me. Tough guy all on the radio. I should take a picture. You got the laws with you. She been sending me pictures in the X-rated. X-rated. Word on the street that her ex hated. Ex hated. He doing lame. Then I'm irritated. I don't do no. No, my 80s, baby. Him. She wanna eat. On camera, ball here like Amber Rose. Tights look right, this toe. Photo shoot. Pose, you are looking at a legend in the flesh. Fresh about the kitchen to the check. Blew a quarter key on the set. Hold up. Pose. Beep, beep, beepies in the chain looking wet. Deposit ain't hit the count yet. Ain't verified, I'm a check. Hold up. Pose.
Step chop with the fee on it. Bet put the free on it. If it's about money, then we on it. Water on my neck, you could ski on it. You can't under all these diamonds, put the heat on it. I was laying in my bed while she dreamed on it. Man, I touched that thing back, put my knee on it. Man, my shoes was too fresh, put my feet on it. Went to the jeweler, top of the morning, 24 hours, then I was snowed. You was not locked up, you was in holding. I know some got life in they pose, all in they picture. She know I'm richer, yeah, the hunt. Look at my wrist, hurt you for sick. I do not miss her, she not enough. I need a friend, I feel like Trisha. Total my car, I cannot fix it. She posed for the pic, make it a scar. I got a lamp, I got a fist. She ride on my like it's a ripstick. Smack on her bottom like that, the mist. I'm 30 M's in, still in the trenches. Went to the dentist, cause I'm a menace. The old cougar, just for her picture. Pose. Photo shoot. Pose.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Pietzold is reporting for CBS 6 Albany. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced May 1st schools and colleges in New York will remain closed through the end of the academic year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Schools have been closed since March. Since then, schools have been engaged in remote learning techniques to continue classes. The governor says schools will still be required to execute meal provision plans as well as assist in child care options for essential workers. Schools and colleges will be required to come up with plans to eventually reopen in ways that do not put students and essential workers at risk. Those plans will require state approval before they can be carried out. A decision on in-person attendance at summer schools will be made in late May. Cuomo said it is not yet clear when a decision will be made on the 2020-21 academic year, which officially begins July 1st. When asked why regional reopenings are not being considered for schools, Cuomo said it would be too difficult for schools to come up with safety plans in just a few weeks, with so little time left in the academic year. Read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. Questar 3 BOCES is reporting that its component school districts' boards of education April 21st unanimously approved the proposed $6.7 million administrative budget for the 2020-21 school year. The administrative budget is the only part of the BOCES budget that component school districts vote on. Budgets for programs and services are dependent on purchases from school districts on a yearly basis. The boards also voted to fill our BOCES Board of Education positions. Mary Keela Daly, Joseph Garland, and John Hill were reelected, and Mary Eurista was elected for the first time. All four will serve three-year terms effective July 1st. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greener Pathways has partnered with the Rensselaer County Public Health Department to develop a texting service to give active users the ability to request Narcan. The service went live April 29th and will be available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Greener Pathways Director Carl Quinn said, and I quote, "What we will run into with some of the people is that they're not all entirely comfortable talking with us on the phone. They're much more comfortable texting. We thought text would be a better thing to try. Some of the people don't have minutes on their phone. They can text over Wi-Fi and not use their minutes," end quote. Rensselaer County began offering the service about 3 weeks ago, Quinn said, adding that about 32 people have used it so far. When someone texts Narcan kit to 2100, they receive a short form to complete. When Greener Pathways receives the form, it then delivers the Narcan. Overdose numbers in Columbia and Greene counties continue to spike during the COVID-19 outbreak. Since March 1st, there have been 19 overdoses, including one fatality in Columbia County. In Greene County, there have also been 19 overdoses since March 1st, with two fatalities. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lange is reporting for the Times Union. State corrections officials announced this week they will begin releasing incarcerated women who are pregnant or postpartum if they have not committed any violent felony or sex offense and are within 6 months of release. The Department of Corrections and Community Supervision said in a statement, and I quote, "The department will conduct an individualized review and reentry plan for each eligible person to ensure suitable housing and health care for these expectant and current mothers, as well as their children," end quote. The DOCES decision came after 40 New York legislators signed a letter to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo urging him and top state corrections officials to improve conditions in prisons and release those whose poor health could put them at risk if they contact COVID-19. DOCES on April 30th said that 211 of more than 41,100 incarcerated people are currently positive for the disease, and there have been 10 fatalities. More than 1,000 of the department's 29,000 employees have tested positive, and two have died, the agency reported. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Shoot that up, what? And I'm on the block, what? And I'm on the block, what? In New York, I barely rock, hello? Hiding in my sock, what? Hiding in my sock, what? Selling every rock, what? In New York, I barely rock.
Radio.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Music Review. And you were just listening to... You were just listening to Playboi Carti, Magnolia. That is our throwback for the day. I'm sure. And guys, I am your boy DJ Popcorn, also co-host.
And I am DJ Shaw Money.
And we are here with...
What up, what
up? DJ
And...
Hey, hey, DJ Kansu.
And don't forget about the one who runs it all. Yes, sir.
The one who runs it all.
The one and only.
The champ that runs the camp.
All right, I just wanted to take a minute right before we get back into this to give a big shout out to the supporters who do sponsor us here at WGXC.org, including Hilo, including there's some restaurants, including Juice Branch. There's so many different places around Catskill and so many different people that we really appreciate showing up to make sure that we can still be on air and that WGXC can still put us on air. So I just wanted to give that shout out before we get into some more music. So thank you.
Okay. And, I just wanted to add this in quick, you know, for WGXC and for the sake of our radio show, I just wanted to add this in. If you would like to donate, go to wayfarm.com, wayfarm.org/WF/support to donate here today. If you would like to donate, again, go to wayfarm.org/WF/support. If you would like to donate to us to keep the youth voices going and to get some nice radio in your ears. Now back to the show.
Now, DJ Kansu, as we were listening to the news, I was hearing something about our schools.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that technically, our school year is over, so doesn't that technically already make us,
then, pushing us forward to the next grade, basically.
Right, so... I mean, how's that showing up, right? You're already, but you haven't finished any sort of exam. Yeah, you don't have any sort of testing.
I haven't really done a final.
No final papers.
Yeah, so I don't. How's that gonna work?
Y'all feel prepared to be going back to school next year and dropping right back into your next grade?
I mean, I feel pretty much ready. It's just the fact that I haven't had that full extension of like the work, and I don't really know like what to expect out of like the finals, and like some of the like the other grades didn't take their regents exams, which is gonna like affect like us, like the freshmen and this year's freshmen, and like I feel like it's gonna affect like the other grades because this pushed everything so far behind that everybody's now behind on things, and we kind of have to like pick up the pace more.
Like, shoot.
But right now, I just want to focus on everything but this virus, you know? Just being...
I mean, heard, but...
Like, shoot, I'm still having Wi-Fi problems. I can barely even connect to my Google Classroom.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, you know?
Right. So how are you supposed to... How is anybody supposed to be able to be caught up enough to feel that they're actually going to be able to... I mean, my hope is that your teachers will, you know... back channel the material, but DJ Shamani, I hear you saying that if they're still moving forward with Google Drive Classroom, then might be expecting people to just be able to come back in the same space.
One's gonna come back in like the same manner. No one's gonna be as positive, no one's gonna be as negative. Like, I feel like this is like the experience that like that it's really gonna like make this generation better in a sense. It's gonna like
make you appreciate people.
Because there's like a lot of like quote unquote old heads, as people like to call them on the internet. People are like, oh, you know, you haven't gone through some of the stuff that we have when we were younger. You don't really know what it's like to have to be quarantined. You don't know what it's like to have to be like in the house. You don't know what a natural disaster is like. But yeah, now we do.
It really
hurts. And
look,
it hurts.
Who's talking now.
And it hurts.
It's true.
It's true, right?
Awesome.
And can I just tap in on DJ Markel over there? Like, how are you feeling about school being out and not being able to go back? Like, are you feeling prepared? What are you feeling?
So he literally just stepped out for a second. How are you? Oh, okay. He's back. How are you feeling about school right now?
Well, I'm feeling kind of weird because I'm not used to not seeing my friends.
Yeah.
And not going to the houses and not having fun birthday parties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird because you can't really go outside. You can't really do nothing. It's like being a house cat and something that you're really not used to.
Mm-hmm. DJ Markel, have you been able to access any of your schoolwork well? Do you feel like you've been working to be able to be ready for the next grade?
I mean, probably not, but I know my brothers and my sister can probably help me prepare for the next grade and do the best I could and hopefully pass that grade and move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that you have support there.
Right, and I see, like, I don't know if I picked it up. It was sort of a metaphor that he used there with, like, you know, yeah.
Like a house
comparing cat. Himself to a house cat. That's really uh-huh. what it's like, because there's a lot of, like, house cats that don't go out much. They sleep, they eat, and they just sleep and eat. And maybe walk around the house a bit, do a few jumps, scratching posts some more.
It's a good metaphor. I appreciate that, DJ Markel. It's a good way to think about that. And thank you for pointing that out, DJ Popcorn.
Yeah, that was a really good metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And so I have a song it's relatively new. It's a song that's been trending in a few places that I've seen it. I've seen this song a bunch of times. Also highly requested by DJ Shaw Money and really wanted me to play it. So I'm going to let you guys listen to The Scots by Travis Scott and Kid Cudi. Some of the young kids don't know who Kid Cudi is, but that's okay. You will learn today. Not rhyming on purpose.
Yay.
See the hype outside, right from the house. Took it straight from outside, straight to the couch. We put the mic outside, edit it out. We letting the scouts outside, we running the scouts. Ain't no control in the game, they never leave. I got tats over my veins, cause that what I bleed. She drink a lot of the bourbon, like she from the street. We got control of the flows in her. We heard that your wave went dry. We flood in the drought. Heard that your hood outside. We added some routes. We having the goods outside. Move it in and out. You letting the scouts outside. We running the scouts.
Get the cops outside. Lock up the house. We keep the team on high. Some gold in their mouth. And the Porsche outside, with her the top. She one of my most outside, bringing the shots. Tell these phony beat it with that Photoshop and body Adobe helmet. She in there making panini. She know I got all the bread. She know me, got it. I'm a hustle, I've been busy. It's been a minute since my n***a known it. Howdy, Cleveland boy, he make him pay. Yes, that Cleveland boy, he dominant way. Hey, headed for somewhere to go. Anywhere, send him on these. Don't know where to go, gotta keep giving them heat. Time to go double though, time to add up the mad. And I've been dealing with so many things, having so many dreams.
Let's go!
So, here we are again. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Music Review, Episode 3. I am one of your hosts, DJ Popcorn, featuring... Just kidding, not featuring.
No way. And I am DJ Shaw Money. We are back.
With?
Hey, hey.
And?
Yo, it's DJ Kansu over here. That song was fire.
I know, right?
It's Kid Cudi who really brings the song together. And now, right?
Hey, DJ Kyron and
DJ Markel.
I'm so happy I picked it and told him. I'm so happy.
Okay.
Yo, so I know DJ Shamani, and I know that DJ Popcorn know Kid Cudi already. DJ Markel, yes. Did you know Kid Cudi?
No, I really didn't.
Okay.
His music inspires me to listen to him. I mean,
as Travis Scott, and Kid Cudi was the second person. He actually sounds different, honestly. So I'm glad that you're interested.
Travis Scott doesn't sound like who he was, really.
It's true, they sounded a little different. But...
I love Travis Scott, though. He's like probably my number two idol. Like, he's a good team. He's probably one of the best rappers out there, in my opinion. And I think I would stick on for years of my life and still listen to his music.
Yo, word. So I'm glad. That's awesome.
But also,
fire track, good pick, DJ Shamani on that.
It's also it's a big shout out to Travis Scott because yesterday was his birthday.
Yeah,
shout out him.
Yo, for real. Also, I mean, yo, we were talking about this. This is the second time I've heard birthdays mentioned on the air, and so I can't kind of let it pass. Y'all said it that today would have been Gigi, Kobe's daughter's 14th birthday.
Yeah,
so shout out and condolences.
Big 14 to their family.
Yeah.
She would have turned 14.
R.I.P. to Gianna Bryant. R.I.P. Kobe Bryant. Legends, both of them. And I'm pretty sure Gianna would have been a great addition to the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even the fact that we don't have like any form of sports right now. I mean, we do. It's just mostly virtual.
Yeah.
So more,
and then we're getting like a lot of replays. I've been watching like a lot of The Last Dance. And if you don't know what that is, it's a Michael Jordan documentary. Basically,
oh, okay.
It has episodes. It's a pretty good show. So I recommend you guys go see The Last Dance. You might be able to catch it on ESPN.
I think ESPN is also airing NBA players playing video games.
Yeah.
Like playing Madden of themselves back and forth.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's it's really beat. Good, them playing against their actual self in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's weird.
Imagine
but they're like playing against pros who play every day and every night.
Yeah.
And they're just getting beat by 40. And by the time they're getting beat by 90 in the end of the quarter. Like,
you know?
Imagine, could you imagine Giannis just playing himself in like 2K and he's just like, he's like, hey, that's not my height, I'm 7'1". They're like, 2K got my height wrong, come on now. Gotta fix
right.
that.
But I mean, speaking of Travis Scott, you know, shout out my boy, Young LaFlame, you know what I'm saying? We've got another hit here featuring Young Thug. Shout out Young Thugger. And we're going to get into this song. It's called Out West. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard this song from TikTok. If
Out
not,
West.
You know, I hope you guys are encouraged to go listen to this song. It's pretty heat.
Whoa. Get
both of them. Legends. Not even just in the making. They're legends, like, right now.
No word.
Yeah, facts. So I hope you guys enjoy this song.
Whoa. All
right.
Shake it out with. I just put a drum on a Nokia tick. I just put my man up. I used to jump out the back of the bus. Now I jump off of a jet. I used to tell a little baby to dust. Then I got over the shit. I used to like her, but now that I love her. The way she was drinking my sweet. Yo, she was cheating, she on my cover. We caught her. A shot in. Say she wanna. On a. Somebody. Baby, I want all for your lipsticks. She gets soaked up a ship. I eat my lid and I take this bitch on a trip. Hey, shawty, hey, darling.